holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in the letter number 3002, and this is dated the sixth day of Mar Cheshvin, Tavshin Tezvo, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And the Rebbe says, I received your letter and the Pidyon Nefesh, and my response has been delayed because of the extra preoccupations, because of the sanctity of the holidays, of the Yom Tovs. The Rebbe couldn't do a lot of things. And as you requested, I'm going to read the Pidyon Nefesh, the redemption of soul note, on the holy Tzion, on the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. As far as the above, which it's not here. So, the Rebbe says, also you write in your letter. So the Rebbe says, you should explain to your wife, the Rebbe says, and explain it to yourself as well, that in the end of the day, you cannot, it's called in the Lashon of the Talmud, you can't be Poseach al Shtei HaSeifim. You can't jump, you can't be on both his sides. You know, the prophet Elijah said to the Jewish people at the time, they weren't sure where they're going with. He says, you either choose Hashem, God, or you choose the idols, but you can't have one foot here, one foot there. You can't jump on both sides. You have to decide. You cannot in the end be in both places, to then in both places even. And you have to make a decision. If your conduct is going to be in a way so that you should find favor, grace in the eyes of the neighbors or like that, so that they should approve of your lifestyle, they should agree to what you're doing. So in other words, you're looking for the approval of your neighbors, from the other people, they should agree to. Is that what you're doing? Or you want to organize your home in a way that you'll find favor in the eyes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. That reading this redemption of note soul is being read on his gravesite, on his tzion. And as the expression of the Rebbe Maharash Nishmo Seiden brought down in a letter of my father-in-law, he says in Yiddish, "Du willst, as Hashem yizborich zo mich yefolgen, und du willst mich nicht folgen." The Rebbe says, "You want that Hashem should listen to me, because when you're writing a note to the Rebbe, right, and you're saying that the Rebbe should pray for you, so you're saying." Basically, you're saying Hashem should listen to the Rebbe, right? You're saying you're asking Hashem. You're asking the Rebbe to ask for you to Hashem. So you're saying, Rebbe, I'm asking you to ask Hashem, so Hashem should listen to the Rebbe. So you want Hashem to listen to the Rebbe, but you won't listen to me. Hashem should listen to me because the Rebbe was demanding from them that they should not do and behave in ways that don't agree with what the previous Rebbe wanted. So why are you writing to me to ask Hashem to listen to me when you don't listen to me? And the Rebbe said, either way, if you wish to understand this obvious, the Rebbe says like this, I don't have to get into great length to this, because if it is, you want to understand this obvious, that is sufficient. And if you don't want to understand, it won't help me going into lengthy explanations. That's it. So I wrote already to someone somebody says, there is a Rebbe uses a language of the Gemara. A person was criticized Rebbe, he criticized. He says, how could you write it? So he defended himself by saying, Lava no kasvil, I didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it. So he told him, you're speaking Lashon Hara because you're saying that somebody else. So the Rebbe is saying, of course, this person is saying, well, it's not me, it's my wife. So what's the answer? He's blaming his wife for this, for his lacking. He's blaming his wife. And the Rebbe says, this is not up to him, it hinges to the wife. So the Rebbe says, I've written to somebody that our sages have said that words that come from the heart enter the heart. Had the women not sensed that there is a weakness in the stand of their husbands, so not only would they not oppose it to something which is desirable and good, but they would help, it says. So the Rebbe is basically saying, blame yourself. It's your stand. If you were strong about it and you would feel about it, then your wife would go along with you and she would actually help you even more. So the Rebbe says, I did enjoy that it appeared from your letter that you included yourself in the talk that I gave. So it says that there was, the Rebbe talked about it. They bring it down in the notes at the bottom, that there was a story with a young man that had an issue that he didn't behave, he didn't do properly. So the Rebbe gave over to somebody to talk to him and it didn't help. So the Rebbe himself came to his dream. So instead of the fact that he should have influenced also another person, I guess he also went away. So again, I'm not sure the full story over there, but the Rebbe says that he took it as for himself as well. But in any event, the Rebbe says, may it be the will that there shall come a real arousal. You're a tomim. The point of a tomim, he learned in the yeshiva, that the tomim that's within you to make an actual change. And the Rebbe says it's known, the ruling of our sages, that your wife is like your body. So when you change, it'll be a change together, basically. And, some people... So the Rebbe basically says, he didn't... I guess the Rebbe was demanding from him something. He didn't go along with the Rebbe's demands. He was blaming his wife for it. And the Rebbe says, can't, write to the Rebbe and then do against what the Rebbe wants. The Rebbe says, you have to decide what you're doing. Are you going along with the program with the Rebbe, or are you doing your own thing? And can't expect Hashem should listen to the Rebbe, and you don't want to listen to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, listen, there's nothing to go into great length. If you want to understand, you'll understand. Otherwise, speaking long about it isn't going to help. The Rebbe says, if you really meant it, your wife would have gone along with you. It's your weakness that she doesn't go along with you. And the Rebbe says, I do see that in the Sikha you included yourself. So that means that you're part of it. And the Rebbe blesses him that your point of a tumim should overpower you. I guess he should come around and realize and see the truth.